Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. We are in the fifth parak Mishnayos Aleph and Beis. Tam nishchak b'shmono mechta b'kar b'teisho mechta. Normally speaking, when we bring the carbon atomid in the afternoon, it's brought at the 8.5 hour after sunrise, and it's burned at the 9.5. But b'arvi psachim after on Erev Pesach, when you need more time in order to bring the carbon Pesach, which is brought after the tamid, so then nishchat b'shavu mechta b'kar b'shmono mechta. So then the carbon atomid was brought at the 7.5 and brought on the mizbeach at the 8.5. Bein b'chol bein b'shamis, and that was done this way, whether on a weekday or on Shabbos. So, although you needed less time, the weekday schedule was kept in order to make sure there would be no confusion. Now, after the Karban Pesach was offered and the meat was brought to Yerushalayim, where it would be eaten and where it would be roasted. So when Erev Pesach fell out on Erev Shabbos, it had to be roasted before Shabbos to allow time for that. So then Chal Erev Pesach, Lios Be'erev Shabbos, when Erev Pesach fell out on a Friday, everything had to be pushed up an hour. And so therefore, Nishchat B'sheishu Mechza V'kar B'shevu Mechza V'apesach Acharav. It was shechted at the 6.5 hour, it was brought on the Mizbeach at the 7.5 hour, and then the Karban Pesach was brought after the Karban Atamid. That's the first Mishnah. The second Mishnah of the day begins with an understanding that there are four avodas, there are four services that are brought involved in the carbon process. There's shechita, there's the process of shechting the carbon. There is kabbalah, the getting of the blood. There is holacha, the bringing of the blood from the place where you gathered it to the mizbeach. And then there's zrika, there's pouring it on the mizbeach. Each one has to be done for the purpose of the carbon. So, apesach sheshachta l'shelo l'shmo b'kibo b'hilach b'zarek shelo l'shmo. Right, if you shechted the carbon pesach shelo lishma, and you did the other services, whether they be the kabbalas hadam, the getting of the blood, the walking of the blood to the mizbeach, or the spilling of the blood on the mizbeach, the sprinkling properly, whatever it was, but you didn't have in mind to do it for carbon pesach, if you did some this way and some that way, it's no good. So the Mishnah says, I don't understand, what does that mean, shelo lishma v'lishma? What does it mean you had in mind and then you didn't have in mind? Ketzad l'shmo v'shalo l'shmo. So the Mishnah says, I'll tell you. L'shem Pesach l'shem Shlamim. You had in mind that at one point it was going to be a Karban Pesach and then you were like, oh, it's for a Shlamim. Or shalo l'shmo v'shmo l'shem Shlamim l'shem Pesach. Whatever it is, you had in mind, it was for a Shlamim and then you had in mind for a Pesach. The bottom line is, since you didn't have in mind properly, right? And since you didn't have in mind properly, the bottom line is that all the way through, it doesn't count l'shem carbon pesach, which needs to be done l'shma, and so therefore the carbon is no good. We'll stop here. Bezos Hashem will continue tomorrow. Everyone have a fantastic, amazing day and a wonderful Shabbos.